Welcome back. We have Karen Tobiasen here again to provide her beautiful healing session available for all of you VIP. So thank you for signing up for the VIP. Karen's going to be sharing a powerful tool to help you step into your power and remove what has been keeping you feeling stuck. So thank you, Karen, and take it away.
Thank you so much. I am so excited about this process that my team has shared with me, and I have watched people I just change immediately having done this. So I'm very excited to share this process with you. It's based on a couple of concepts. And when we are here and when we are going through our wounding and when we're kind of going through our life and going through our karma, we end up creating these kind of, I'm going to call it a scrim, but it's just kind of like a gauzy curtain that sits right on our auric field. And it prevents us to seeing the truth. So every time we've been told we're not good enough, and any time we've been told, you know, any wounding we've had, anything that has helped us get, I'm just going to say stuck, and forgetting who we are and our beauty and our light and our purpose and what we're here to do. So within our wounding, we have created quite a few levels over our auric field. And so when we look out, we might know there's a tree there, but we don't know what kind of tree. We can't see the flowers. We can't see the squirrels, the birds. We can't see the walnuts. We can't see anything. We just know it's a tree and we just accept it and we act on that. So the other concept is we are an accumulation of every decision we've ever made. And so many of us kind of feel like, I've been on this healing path. I've been on this healing path and I can't get off of this. And if you just realize it's because you're looking through a gauzy curtain you can't see clearly, that's why you can't get through and you get stuck. I'm also using the two spiritual laws according to me. Number one, everything sent back to the light must go. And a thought is a thing, and our words are a thing. So with all those little pieces in mind, what I'd like everybody to do is take a really deep breath in and get a really, really deep breath going and get back in your body. And what I'd like all of you to do is go ahead and close your eyes. And I'm going to command that every scrim that has been placed on your auric field that prevents you from stepping into your power and into the life that you want, that is no longer in service to who you are today and who you are becoming tomorrow, I command every one of them to lift right off of your auric field and just kind of fly up and go back into the light to be transmuted. You may be able to start feeling them. Many people start feeling like, whew, I feel that one. Just go ahead and just let them go off. I sometimes visualize them as sheets blowing in the wind, or your manuscript getting caught in a windstorm and going all the way down through Fifth Avenue. Just imagine these scrims just lifting, no longer needed as to who you are today, who you are becoming tomorrow, who you will become. And just every one of them that's ready to go. Whew, there are a lot of them going. It doesn't matter if they're all coming from one side, going off to the right. doesn't matter if they're coming off from the left or they're doing, but makes no difference, whatever. However, they are lifting and leaving to go back to the light is absolutely appropriate. Ooh, you may be starting to feel a little lightness. We'll just keep them moving. Keep them moving. And I'd also, I'm going to let them go, but the other thing that I'm going to bring in, I'm being asked to bring in, this feels very, very important to many. I'm going to bring in the concept that all karma created on earth must be healed while we are here. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to allow all of these belief systems and all of these scrims to leave. I am also going to command that every vow that you made in a past life that no longer serves you as to who you are today or who you are becoming tomorrow, whether or not that was a vow of poverty, chastity, whatever that vow was, a vow to whatever it was, for those vows to also lift up, go back to the light, to be transmuted back to love and light, and to free you from your words and your thoughts from past lives here. Vows of poverty, chastity, vows of anything. Let those lift, let them go. And know that you are healing them. You're here on planet Earth. I'm also going to ask that every vow that you are not even aware of, that you made, go back to the light so that you can make new vows. You can make new agreements. You can step into who you have come forth to be. You're probably still feeling this go. Wow, there's a lot. Yeah, a lot. We're just going to let this go back to the light. I want you to just keep breathing. I want you to just keep feeling it. I want you in just gratitude for all of the wounding that it did for you to overcome, for you to extract the jewel, for you when you step out into the world in your purposeful life, that you have had the experience that people are going to come to you for. It's beautiful. Just let it go. As you let those go, they are also going all the way up into the big source, God source, all there is. All of this beautiful, beautiful releasing and healing, blanketing this whole universe, blanketing this whole earth. And many people who are on this earth right now who are struggling with the same things that you have been struggling with are going to have this wonderful healing come in where they can start healing themselves. Whew. Let's just let that go. Let that go. Let that go. If you have anything that you are aware of that you want to let go, just ask for that scrim. Command that scrim to go back to the light. And free and free and free yourself. So many of you are still, you still have scrims kind of lifting and going. And they will continue going. Many of you may start having epiphanies. You may start having, oh, wow, that was really, I felt that. I saw that. Oh, that's what that was. Let that go. Let that go. This is the gift from the teams for us to be able to leap forward quickly. So I'm going to go ahead and say that they're going to just keep moving. They're going to just keep going, but feel free to come back in when you're ready and take a deep breath and open your eyes when you're ready. Know that they will continue to go, continue to go. And what you might be experiencing is things maybe look a little bit more light filled. You'll feel a little bit more peaceful in your body. There's just a clarity. Whatever you're seeing, whatever you're feeling, whatever is happening is so appropriate and perfect for you. And what my team asked me is, I try to do it every day before I start my day, so that I can literally step into the new me. So I highly recommend, if you felt that this is something for you and you felt a lightness and a change and you're inspired, to go ahead and take on the practice. You cannot get it wrong. There are not perfect words to say. Just ask that everything no longer in service to who you are and who you are becoming go back to the light. And know that you are healing the planet, you are healing yourself in such a major, major way.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. I'm still kind of swaying, I think, with the layers just peeling off of me, just feeling lighter and just in that swaying movement. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I hope you all enjoyed that session with Karen. That was beautiful. And thank you all. In Karen's page, you're going to see more about her as well as her website. So you can find more information about Karen there. And please take advantage of her free gift. And thank you, Karen, once again. And thank you all for being here. And I will see you all in the next interview. Much love.
Much love.